This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had recaptured villages from Russian troops north and northeast of Kharkiv, pressing a counteroffensive that could signal a shift in the war's momentum and jeopardize Russia's main advance. A defense ministry advisor said the successes were pushing Russian forces out of a range of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city and located in the northeast, which has been under perpetual bombardment since the war began. Meanwhile, U.S. intelligence officials said Tuesday they believe Russian President Vladimir Putin will not be content with only a victory in eastern Ukraine, and he's preparing for a long conflict in the country. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking at a hearing focused on worldwide threats, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday they assess Putin's strategic goals in Ukraine have probably not changed, suggesting the Russian president regards the decision in late March to refocus Russian forces on Ukraine's eastern Donbass region as only a temporary shift to regain the initiative after the Russian military's failure to capture the capital, Kyiv, earlier in the invasion. Avril told lawmakers Putin most likely also judges that Russia has a greater ability and willingness to endure challenges than his adversaries. He's probably counting on U.S. and European Union resolve to weaken as food shortages, inflation, and energy prices get worse. Avril said the next few months could see the war in Ukraine moving along a more unpredictable and potentially escalatory trajectory. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Western countries believe that Putin had been hoping to announce a major victory for a holiday on Monday, marking the end of World War II. In the event, he did neither, calling on Russians to keep fighting, but giving no indication about...